From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. You can't miss it. A Timmins Transit bus going into regular rotation is emblazoned on both sides with the words, "Every Child Matters." It's the city's response during Indigenous Month to the tragedy of the undocumented graves at residential schools. At the bus's public unveiling, Mayor George Peary said it's significant because of the Indigenous history of Timmins, and Indigenous relationships are a critical plank of his administration.
And as I've said, nothing will happen of significance within the city of Timmins without those relationships with Indigenous peoples.
The mayor says it's important to educate the general population about Indigenous issues. It's not the most pleasant topic, but human excrement could help public health agencies react to an upcoming surge of COVID-19. A province-wide program is in communities like Timmins, Kapuskasing, and Moosonee. Porcupine Health Unit Environmental Health Manager Suzanne Lajoie says it detects fragments of the coronavirus. If there's an increase, health officials would be ready with an appropriate response.
If further restrictions are needed, that could be one of the measures, but for sure it just gives an indication to, for example, assessment centers.
The fourth wave hasn't hit the PHU district yet. This wastewater testing program could predict it. The number of positive tests for the Porcupine Health Unit stays at 2,188. It has none to add today while also reporting 5 more resolved. That makes the number currently active at 16. Today's the last day of advance polls before next Monday's federal election. Elections Canada reports more than 1.3 million voters cast their ballots on day one last Friday, well ahead of the rate set in the 2019 election. Tomorrow is the deadline for requesting a mail-in ballot. So far, fewer than 800,000 mail-in kits have been sent out, well below the 2 to 5 million Elections Canada had expected. Well, we're talking Timmins history again and how you can discover a lot of it with your own eyes on the 25th and 26th of this month. Doors Open Timmins will be part in-person and part virtual. Among participating sites that will let you in is the Timmins Museum. You can visit the permanent Timmins Gallery that opened days before the first COVID-19 lockdown. And director-curator Karen Bachman says there will also be virtual tours, including one depicting working underground in the early days of the mining camp.
You want to give your hand at being a real hard rock miner from 1912 down in the bowels of the Hollinger? This is the time to come and do it.
Next week, more about Doors Open and some of the local sites you can explore. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.